welcome to PCB Chat. This is Mike Buteau, editor of Printed Circuit Design and Fab and Circuits Assembly Magazines. Our sponsor today is PCB West, the largest trade show for the electronics design, fabrication, and assembly industry in Silicon Valley. This year's show takes place September 11th to 13th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. Learn more at PCBWest.com. Can the electronics industry influence global trade pacts with China? And should it? The word from many major trade groups appears to be yes and maybe not. IPC, SEMI, the Semiconductor Industry Association, and National Association of Manufacturers have each commented of late on the proposed tax hikes to be levied by the U.S. on Chinese imports in response to concerns over China's technology transfer policies and the massive trade imbalance between the world's two biggest economies. Any action taken could be impactful in ways planned and unplanned, not in the least because China is likely to move aggressively to protect what has become a critical industry. In the first quarter of this year alone, China exported $138 billion worth of high-tech products, including finished goods, or about 25% of its overall imports. IPC worries that tariffs will hurt its smaller members that procure much of their supplies from China. President and CEO John Mitchell says the proposed action will, quote, increase production costs, delay product deliveries, and disrupt supply chains, imperiling U.S. manufacturers and the jobs they provide, end quote. Instead of tax hikes, IPC is pushing the U.S. Trade Representative to pursue bilateral negotiation and multilateral trade agreements, or to exempt raw materials and components that are typically sourced only from China. An IPC survey of U.S. members indicated 87% of respondents import raw materials, components, or equipment from China, with 58% saying the impact would be moderate or severe. In its statement, IPC didn't comment on IP protections or practices, focusing instead on the unrestrained flow of goods across the Pacific. By contrast, the SIA's position was largely about intellectual property. In a public submission to the USTR, SIA noted semiconductor companies face pressure to disclose or transfer their IP. Quote, intellectual property is the lifeblood of the semiconductor industry, end quote, wrote President and CEO John Neufer. He added, semiconductors are America's fourth largest export. U.S. semiconductor companies should be able to compete in foreign markets without putting their critical IP at risk. While less specific than the IPC in its approach, SIA agreed of the need to, quote, avoid tariffs that would harm competitive U.S. industries and their consumers. While IPC and SIA issued statements, SEMI went to Washington to testify to Congress about the risks of a trade war. There, Jonathan Davis, Global Vice President of Industry Advocacy, said tariffs could cost the U.S. tax revenue and jobs. Quote, these tariffs will undercut the ability of U.S. semiconductor equipment companies to sell products overseas. This will reduce U.S. exports. It will do nothing to solve our legitimate and long-standing concerns with China, and we believe that it will expand the U.S. deficit with China. In short, we believe these tariffs will cause significant harm to U.S. businesses and technological leadership. The National Association of Manufacturers, another U.S.-based trade group, acknowledged that China's theft of American intellectual property and their use of unfair trade practices represent, quote, clear threats to manufacturers' competitiveness and the jobs of American manufacturing workers. NAM went a step further, however, saying tariffs are not only likely to mean new and significant costs for manufacturers and consumers, they, quote, run the risk of provoking China to take further destructive action against American workers. Said NAM, if the imposition of tariffs is the first bid in negotiating a more level playing field, Manufacturers believe the end product must be a new strategic approach that includes negotiating a fair, binding, and enforceable rules-based trade agreement with China that requires them to end their unfair trade practices once and for all. And therein lies the rub. While the trade groups, for the most part, cite the need for revamping trade pacts, they do not suggest terms under which the playing field would be considered level. And it's unlikely China agrees any change to the current protocols is needed. After all, it's well understood that China set out to capture a major share of the electronic supply chain and has largely succeeded. Going back 20 years, China was a growing but still relatively marginal player in electronics. Its annual PCB output was under $3 billion, and its share of the global market was less than 8%. Today, its production is nearly 10 times that, and its market share is twice that of North America and Europe combined. For semiconductor packaging equipment, China's 2000 spend wasn't enough to even rate a mention in the semi data. Today, it is the third leading provider with 14.5% of the nearly $57 billion world market. That's easily ahead of North America at 9.9% and Europe at 6.4%. It's easy to see why the trade groups are worried about inflaming tensions. But on this side of the pond, few agree the status quo is sustainable. So what's the answer? This episode of PCB Chat was brought to you by PCB West, the Silicon Valley's leading trade show and exhibition for electronics design, manufacturing, and assembly. This year's show takes place September 11th to 13th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. Learn more at PCBWest.com. This is Mike Buto for PCB Chat. Have a nice day.